Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
No, I got some nice gifts.
What'd you get?
I got, I've been needing a pair of these for a long time. New pair of AirPods.
Nice.
And James Strebel.
And I got a hair trimmer.
Oh, so you did get a manscaper.
Yes, I did. I got a manscaper.
Did you get the manscape?
No, I didn't get. No, I forgot the brand that I got. But I got. Yes, I did. So, yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hi, little Jack Harlow. You see, he's going on tour.
I saw that. Yes, he didn't have Kentucky on his list.
Well,
right?
He's got something special for the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, special. I didn't know if he's allowed back in Kentucky.
Well, who's going? Is Biscuit going?
Yeah, Ince, Biscuit. Ennis is going to go.
Ennis, I'm sure, will go.
He's a big Harlow guy. I mean, it's going to be a big VIP section with all the radio gas bags in the area.
Would you go? If we got Mitch, I love this. If we got a VIP section.
Yeah.
Would you go?
I don't know. I would like to think that I'd stick by my guns and decline.
Oh, I think you would fold like a cheap chair.
I don't think I would.
I think you absolutely would.
I've got to stick to my brand.
Well, if you got to drink all the whatever booze they had there.
But I'm not going to cheer for him or sing along because I don't know any of his songs.
Well, that's fine.
Except for the Tyler Hero song. That's it. That's it.
That's the one.
I don't like it. That's the one I know.
Texas says, "Would Tutu Atwell have qualified for the Bellarmine League? I don't know. What did he end up weighing? Wasn't he Mitch like 165?
I think he wasn't safe. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he
like weighed in like one something crazy low, like 140 something or 150.
I remember processes take over that.
Texas says, "Big human beans, B E A N S."
Is that what I said? I said beans.
Texas says Jamie likes him big. Texas says, how many roster spots would Big Rig take up?
None. I wouldn't take any roster spots up. I wouldn't qualify, and I wouldn't try out for it.
Texas says Liam Cohen got to UK, saw the UK quarterbacks, and dialed 911 to Will Levis, LOL.
That's exactly what he did. I'm not disputing that. We've talked about that. That's exactly what he did, and he doesn't like the wide receivers. Absolutely not. I don't understand that. I'm okay with that. I get it. I've watched them for years, Coach. I know.
Just read the text line, settle down.
Oh, no, I'm not mad about it. I'm agreeing with it.
What did Reed Sheppard supposedly do?
Supposedly.
Now, I don't know if this is true.
And no screenshots have surfaced. Now, if there's screenshots out there, tweet them to us or something. But they're allegedly on Instagram, he posted on something, he commented that he's going to U of L.
Wow.
And deleted it. That's the word on the street. That's the scuttle. But so far.
Hey, where did this originate from, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I don't mind you asking.
If you don't want to blame a specific person, was this on a message board? Where did this start? Because I had not seen this until you said something.
KSR.
Okay. Man, I had no idea. Well, that's not shocking. Okay, well, there you go.
That's where I heard it.
There you go.
I was driving Kellen home, and...
Oh, so you were listening to KSR.
Yes. Oh, I was driving Kellen home.
You know what? You just...
It was like 11:15.
You just punched Dan Issel. Right there.
I did, didn't I? I feel bad.
And Mike Pratt.
And Mike Pratt.
Who wants to take you to
whom
lunch.
Whom I love.
I apparently not.
I do love Mike Pratt, but I heard him. I listened for like That's 15 minutes.
15
like
minutes?
15, I just listened for the Reed Sheppard discussion. Then I tuned out after that. I heard that and I was like, what? And there was no evidence. Like, no one can produce the evidence.
You're unbelievable. You're just unbelievable. So, what do they say? Given that I didn't listen to them, I was listening to our fine programming on ESPN 680, 105.7, or 93.9 The Ville. 15. I love how you act like 15 minutes is that's a long time
well,
in radio.
Because I wanted to see if anybody produced any evidence, but they like no one could corroborate it. All that was happening was like all these texters were texting in saying Reed Sheppard said he was committing that he's going to go to U of L on Instagram and deleted it, but no one could produce any like visual evidence. It was all texts. That's all it was. But there was a lot of them, so I don't know if it actually happened or not.
Texas says, hey, I'm at the beach with my girlfriend making sure she's reapplying sunscreen on the ones.
Oh, enjoy the beach.
There you go.
I'm jealous. I wish I was at the beach, too.
Texas says, I'm a Louisville fan, and I don't believe the Reed Shepherd news. Texas says it was Shepherd's buddy bleeping with him.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So, good. Well, now there's clarification about what happened. So Louisville fans, settle down.
Well, I don't know if it's
down.
Clarification. That's just a
texter.
Well,
that's a texter. That's true.
That's not clarification.
That's true. No, you're right.
I'm not running with that.
No, that's
not going to be on wave three tonight.
It's not?
No.
It's
by the way,
spectrum.
I had a hot take, and you guys probably didn't even mention it. Mayor Fisher's interview on Wave 3 last week. Do you guys have any idea?
Are you talking about the media?
Yeah, the media
is
their fault.
It was the media's fault.
I saw that.
For people thinking that downtown was unsafe.
It was dangerous. And that's why people aren't going downtown. It was the media's fault. I did see that. Yes. I saw. Yeah.
I'm smiling because it's such a dope thing to say.
It
for
is
Mayor
a dope
Fi-
thing
for
to
Mayor
say.
Fisher.
Well, he hadn't had the best year as the mayor.
He's had a rough year.
He's had a very
rough year.
Well,
I mean, number one, when things were happening downtown, the media was down there and seeing everything.
Yes, they were.
Whether you're on the police side or the protest side or somewhere in the middle.
Our guy Travis Ragsdale was getting tear gassed.
You saw it. Travis Ragsdale got tear gassed.
That's journalism, baby.
Ragsdale, I regret not going down there. I do. I mean, like media badge.
Oh, the whole nine yards. Down,
absolutely.
That would have been great. That would have been Andy Sweeney on the scene.
100%. It's a regret.
You could have held that over Locke's head. This is what real journalists
this
do. Lachlan McLean.
This is what journalists do.
Yeah,
come
I
on,
don't stand.
Come on, Ennis. You want to play journalist? Let's go, Sullivan. Writing about Atherton basketball. I mean, the Courier is embarrassing.
Well, it's a lot of high school sports.
I mean, yeah.
The baseball tournament's going on, Andy. Did you not know that? But, no, that would have been great. Like, tell Lachlan McLean, you don't just read from a teleprompter. You go on the scene, and you report live from the scene. But, yeah, I saw that, and I
who
was
does
like,
he, who does he blame?
He, who, Locke or
no,
Fisher?
No, the media. Well, I didn't catch the entire thing.
No, he just blamed. He said the media over-sensationalized what was going on downtown, even though they just recorded everything and put it on Twitter and Facebook. It wasn't like they were writing pieces about it. It was actual visual evidence. You could watch live what was going on downtown. And he's like, oh, the media's fault. The media oversensationalized. They oversold it.
Texas says, Jeff Shepherd can't stand Cal and notices what he does to in-state kids, to which I would say, in-state kids like Derek Willis, who should not have been playing at Kentucky, playing and starting at Kentucky.
Dominique Hawkins,
who should have been at a much lower level, playing and starting games and being, you know, having big roles on these teams. So, yes, if you mean like in-state kids, yes.
Like those guys.
Yeah, like those guys.
They did very well.
I mean, there is another side to it.
Yeah, no, there absolutely is. Then you had the John Hoods of the world, you know, guys like that. And then Dante Allen, the story still hasn't been completed on him. We'll see what happens, especially if Mintz comes back.
I think we know how that story's ending,
we'll
see.
There's a lot of evidence in that regard, yes.
Yeah, given that they got 19,000 guards, I would say that. And Davion Mintz might come back.
Yeah, may add one more. Yeah, I'm with you.
Texas says, did Strebel and his wife have the talk last night about the two-week breakup?
No.
Did you mention it to your wife at all?
No.
Hey, we talked about this on the air.
No. She went to work. As soon as I got home, she left.
So there's been no conversation. You didn't have like the, hey, honey, you know.
No.
Okay.
She wouldn't care.
Okay.
She listened last week when Mitch was playing, ooh, Kiki, ah, Jessica, woo, ah, and all that. She heard all that. And guess what happened afterwards?
Yeah, but that's
nothing.
That's bringing up again the present, the precious present,
right, the precious
not
present.
The ugly past.
It wasn't an ugly past. It was, again, she wouldn't, because nothing I said was out of line or untrue. And she'd have been like, yeah.
Texas says, ask Round Daddy if he grilled the wife last night about dating during the break.
No, absolutely not. I know what happened. None of you did. None of you were there. None of you knew who I was at the time. Nobody. There was nothing to grill because I lived the situation. I lived it.
Texas says Andy would have been down there asking the protesters about recruits. Texas says the media said it was mostly peaceful. Well, I don't. Not initially.
No, not initially. Not
now,
the first like week.
Maybe after that was the case.
Yeah, not the first. Again, there were live video feeds on social media.
Texas says Dior Johnson to Oregon. Cal missed again. Steady decline. Strebel.
They didn't miss. They already have a point guard committed in Sky Clark.
Texas says, whose mitt did Big Rig use during the break?
None.
Again, Strebel and his wife took a break during their engagement. Strebel hid this from everyone but Patty Ice and accidentally set it on the air and left us in a bad spot yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get, again, no one, there was no, it was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks. There was no other dating involved. Nothing.
Texas says, Strebel's two-week break sounds like the Friends episode where Ross and Rachel were, quote, on a break. Now, I don't know the reference there.
I hate Friends. I don't watch Friends. You know, it's the most overrated sitcom of all time. It's terrible.
Oh, settle
down.
There's
nobody funny on that show.
That's you being predictable. Mitch, that's predictable, right?
No, that's not right.
That he would have that take on Friends.
I have the same take.
And so do I. I don't care. I'm not as strong as Strebel. I
hate that show. Okay. My wife watches it all the time, and I'm like, ugh.
You and your wife have no light shows.
No, we don't. No.
That's how me and my wife are.
No, there's nothing that we sit down and, like, make an appointment to watch together. Nothing. It used to be The Walking Dead, like, the first three seasons until it got awful.
That was terrible.
Then we both stopped watching
it at the
same time.
Such a bad show.
It was a bad show.
I think that's the worst show of all time.
The first three seasons were good.
That's been on the amount of time that it has.
Yeah.
Okay.
Longevity-wise.
And just that whole or Lost.
Oh, Lost.
Mitch,
man.
Put it up at ESPN 680.
That's a great question.
Which show's more overrated, Lost, Friends, or what was the one we just mentioned?
Walking Dead.
Or Walking Dead. Put all three of those up.
I think I might have to put Lost number one in that scenario. That might be number one.
Just from yesterday, I feel bad, and the text line wants to know.
What?
I mean, you only go on break to do one thing. Is a common denominator on the text line.
Maybe you're all – I don't want to say a word I can't say. So I'll just – maybe you all are free with yourselves in that way, and you just have to get that. We're not like that. There's no – that's really where they go. Like, we want to take a break so we could go with other people.
I mean, that's where I went. That's where everyone went. That's where 99.9% of the people went. Yes.
That's sad that they think that. That's not where I would have gone.
I think you're actually wrong on this one.
That's fine. I'll be in the minority, but that's what I think. That's not where my brain goes.
Mitch, that's where your brain went, right?
Right.
That's fine. Y'all
Mitch is being terrible right now.
He is, because he's watching this damn soccer.
He's obsessed with this
poll question. I was reading it in my head when you asked that question.
Texas says, it sounded like Strebel got a legit hall pass.
I did, but there was, I didn't, I had no,
Texas,
I didn't
going on
it.
Break was her hall pass.
Didn't use it. I didn't want to use it. I had no desire at all.
What about now?
What do you mean, what about now?
If your wife offered you the hall pass, would you take it?
No, I would not.
We've had this conversation. I think we had it during quarantine. Like, honestly, last April when we realized we had nothing but Bashir.
Yes.
All we had was Daddy Bashir, some random two-hour show that we did.
Yeah.
There's no doubt we had this conversation.
Yeah.
That or Olivier Saar.
There's a lot of Olivier Saar, a lot of Joy Gatewood. I'm sure that was thrown in there, too. And the answer is no. I wouldn't take it.
Oh, by the way, blank swipe Saar, Mitch. Do you want to play that? What a perfect time.
Yeah.
This is a great sound.
Let's do it,
this is a great sound. There's two of them. Sorry, Mitch.
Carly Jones got invited to the NBA Combine, apparently.
Yeah, Olivier Saar did not.
Try to focus on the positive with Louisville.
Really?
And the first response to Carly got invited is Olivier Saar did not.
Until the last 24 hours, two UK guys were in the combine and one UofL guy was in the combine. I'm just saying.
The two UK guys are who?
Isaiah Jackson and BJ Boston.
Yeah.
And the one UofL guy, and Isaiah Jackson dropped.
If they could have gone out of high school, they would have gone directly there.
Okay, so we won't talk about Carly Jones. What else can we talk about?
No, he didn't want to talk about Carly making it. I didn't even think. You know, that's why he has a beautiful mind. The dogs are tripping. You
caught
okay?
It. Oh, yeah. I didn't want the equipment to go falling off your desk. That would have been a disaster.
Texas says, does Strebel want to know what happened?
I do know what happened. Everyone acts like I was. It's like a mystery. Like I didn't know what was going on. Like I didn't talk to her every day. Like I didn't have discussions. And I mean, people are stupid. I mean, people really are ignorant. People are dumb.
Texas says, Mitch, sell a hall pass to Round Daddy. Show us your sales skills on the air.
That's a great text.
You know what? That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
It's 4:14.
Yeah.
6 minutes ago,
I mean,
ago,
the
we
product
were talking
speaks
about...
for itself. I mean, one woman versus potentially thousands and millions of women that could be interested in Streewell.
Thousands and millions? Mitch, you're way overselling that.
You're going to have to clean it up a little
you're
bit.
You're way overselling
this ain't going to work
that.
In St. Louis, bro.
Hell no.
This ain't going to work. You're going to have to clean up your sales pitch.
Absolutely.
What are you looking for in a relationship, Streewell?
What do
you
look for? I'm not looking for anything. I have a relationship, and I'm not looking for anything.
I'm asking questions.
It's a great
If you had a hall pass, would you go with someone totally different than your wife?
No, I would not go with anybody.
So you, yeah, but if you did,
no, she had
someone like similar to your wife, or someone
her,
like different,
her,
different attitude, different personality,
no.
different looks. Like
no, her, she's my type. As far as. Just the way she looks, she's my type. I wouldn't deviate far from that at all. No, absolutely not.
This is someone here I can't.
Oh, I'm sure it's still.
I'm sifting through them. That's what
yes,
I'm doing
I'm
over
still,
here.
I'm sifting. I'm surprised people are still interested in this. I really am. I don't understand
I mean,
the fascination.
We could
with
do
it.
3 hours
yeah,
on
I mean,
this.
I know, and I don't
it's
know why.
This or
how.
NIL.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
way. I mean, we had 6 minutes on Reed Sheppard.
We did.
Did he delete an Instagram post? One guy tweeted it. It was his buddy effing with him.
Yeah.
And Streeble's done. And we were like, well, there it is. There's the answer.
We found out.
Yeah,
but no, I don't understand what the fascination with this. I could understand.
I mean, really, you don't understand the fascination?
No, I don't. I don't at all. Like people, that's the thing. It's like, okay, I understand people being interested in personal lives, but at some point, it's like you got to move on because the evidence shows that nothing happened and it wasn't a big deal. That's what I'm struggling with. If something had have happened, if I would sit here and was like, you know what? Actually, I did go on 7 dates. Well, then, okay, we could get into that. But nothing, no one went on any dates. Nobody went out with anybody.
I mean,
there were no discussions with other people. So I don't understand what the big deal is.
Did you do anything or did you just sit at home all day?
Did you see each other in the 2 weeks?
Yes, we saw each other. And then we.
Like, how was it a break?
I hung out with friends.
How was it a break?
It was just like, let's just, you know. Take a step back and just make sure that she that's what she wanted to do. And I was like, fine, I respected that. I'm not, again, if people are emotionally weak,
that's
on them.
That's
if they're
pivot.
So emotionally weak where they don't have the confidence in themselves or the love life they have with their significant other, that's on you. I did. I knew what the end result was going to be. So I was like, yeah.
Most people don't have confidence.
Well, that's their fault. Then
it
be,
is, but
be
I mean,
better.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what, Texters?
Be better.
You be better. You have confidence in yourself. I have confidence in myself. And look where it got me, baby. I'm living the high life. If you're that sad, I got to pick people apart. I got to pick his part of his relationship and his marriage. Because my life
my
sucks.
God.
My relationship sucks. I hate my wife. I hate my husband. I don't like anybody. I got to pick a part round, Andy, because he's happy.
Or they
he's
don't
actually
like
happy. Or they don't like Andy or whoever. Yeah. That's what it is. They're all losers. They're all depressed losers. That's their problem. Oh, I got to find out. Streeble, the doctor. Was he there?
Oh,
it's not my fault. You're a loser ass. Text another show. Keep on asking. I got nothing to hide. How about that, homeboys? Nothing.
It's a legendary rant. Oh, Mitch, that's a legendary rant.
It's just, that's what it is.
I got nothing to hide.
That's exactly what it is. That's what it is. It's sad. I feel sorry for you, texters.
Texas says, did you cry one time?
No, I didn't.
See, we're
cry.
Back here. This is a polarizing topic.
I don't know. Again, I don't know why it's so polarizing. I don't get it, but that's fine. People, my wife or my fiance wants to just to reevaluate things. Come on. I mean, seriously. Emotionally fragile.
I'm not reading that one. I can't read that one. It's on the edge. There's several.
Oh, I'm sure. Texas, see, now they got a man.
We need to send that rant to Greeny. Is he still doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay, so, yes, that's a great point. Mike Greenberg was doing a, if you hear a local sports radio gas bag in your area, you know, go ahead and cut up the audio for us and send it in, and we'll play it on the air.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a month ago, something like that?
What if we did and that became, like, the talking point?
I think it'd be funny, like
all day on ESPN. People brought it up.
I think it would be funny.
Like Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman talked about it, sandwiched between LeBron James and Ben Simmons missing a layup or not taking a layup. In a Ben Simmons story.
Yeah, I would be happy.
Would you?
It'd be good
you don't sound happy now, though.
No, here's the difference. I'm not happy because people are trying to, like, pick it apart. Like, making a bigger deal than it is. It would be funny for the show. It would help the show grow. So I would be all for it. It wouldn't bother me at all. And my wife wouldn't be angry either. She'd be like, oh, yeah, that's funny.
If Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman were naming you guys and talking about your two-week break, your wife would not be happy.
I don't think she wouldn't care. Oh, I'm telling you, she would not care.
The first time she was sent video of Stephen A. Smith screaming about your relationship, about your bedroom, that would not make her happy.
It's nothing that our friends and our family don't know anyway. That'd be different. It was like something secret that no one had any idea about our relationship. That's different. But people in our lives know about this. That's what's crazy to me is like our families like knew what was going on. It wasn't a big deal.
Ents is sending me all sorts of IG models.
Is he?
I think, like, you know when you're on Instagram and there's an Instagram model and you know, she's on the beach and then you look at the comments?
Yeah.
Like, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
They all look like Ents.
All the commenters?
Yeah. All the... I hate to do that to them.
It's like, hey.
Yeah, I hate to do that.
Looking good today, honey.
Yeah. Yes. You're magical.
Yeah.
Jason UK17. Louis Rabeau texts in.
Yeah.
Booker is the next Mamba and Strebel don't know women. Stephen A.
I like that. See? That would make me happy. And I don't know women. I'm not some Lothario Casanova. It's not, you know.
Thank you for explaining that.
That's why I would accept a hall pass, number one, because I don't want one. But number two, I can't pick anybody up. I can't go on dates.
Yeah, but back then you could have. That's the point. Back then was 12 years ago when you were in your prime.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't want to. But now there's no way. No way.
Texas says, I think Round Daddy would be more worried if Cal took a break from UK.
You know what? Yeah. There might be something to that. I might lose. No, I'm kidding.
Man, I'm not reading that one. It's too much. It's
I don't know. I don't know if I can get mad again.
I don't know. I think the text line could absolutely get you mad
again.
Well,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you wanted me to try now.
No, I'm good. I'm sweating. I don't want to sweat anymore. I got this nice Under Armour polo. I don't know if it's nice.
Look at that.
But I don't want to. It's
where'd you get that?
It's wicking the sweat.
Yeah, but that had to be from where? I mean, even the outlet, the Under Armour outlet's one of the most overpriced places in America.
It really is. There's no reason for it.
No.
Like, all the other outlets have discounts except for the Under
Armour. You think you're
going
to go in there and find something that at least trick me that it's $25 off?
Right.
And they don't. They raised. I'm convinced they raised the price.
Yeah, you know, you might be
honestly
right.
Honestly.
Just because they think they can lure people in because it's in an outlet and they pay more thinking that they're paying less. There's not even, like, a good clearance rack.
Texas says, Dribble has nothing to hide but his search history, LMAO.
Yeah, I heard that joke yesterday. Come up with something new, texters. That's fine. I haven't even searched IG in a while, so you don't have to worry about that.
Texas says he's got nothing to hide, but he won't give us any details.
I gave you all the details. I don't know what else you want me to say. I've said everything. There's no other details. I'm being 100% honest. I mean, this is like reality TV. This is like why I don't understand why people like reality TV. Like, I don't understand why people are interested in this. I have no idea. That's why I don't watch reality TV, because I don't care about these people that just live regular lives and it's completely scripted. It's stupid. Like, if I want fiction, I'll watch fiction. I won't watch fiction dressed up as reality.
What if your wife dated Coach Coop? great text. And I don't mean you. I mean anybody. I'm still following Coach Coop.
Me too.
Are you guys still,
absolutely,
Mitch? Are you still following Coach Coop, who's now at Georgia?
Yeah, I'm still following him.
He's retweeting all five stars.
Five-star, top ten
and actually made me kind of sad.
Could have been in the Ville.
It really has made –
hold on a second.
It really made me sad. He's like, it's just five-star, four-star, five-star, five-star. It's made me a little sad, but also happy for him.
He's probably like, you know what? I can recruit on a completely different level here. I was retweeting two stars and three stars. Now I'm retweeting five stars. This is great. Good for Coach Coop.
Texas says, we're only hearing one part of the story. Texas says, Strebel sounds like he's about to leave for Spectrum.
I'm not going anywhere. Texas
says, I didn't know Cole started carrying Under Armour.
No, I actually got this from the Under Armour website directly. I just saw it. I was like, this is a nice polo, so I picked it up.
But you bought your own clothes.
I did.
Really? Yeah. So you purchased that one.
I
like
did.
That.
Normally
my
wife goes to Kohl's and she comes back and stuff for me.
I like that.
Yeah, I bought this one myself. Just like this hat, too.
Look at that. What's a hat say? UK?
Oh, it's just a UK Nike a UK. Hat. Yeah, UK Nike hat. I'm double branding, but that's okay.
Can't read that one. I'm not gonna read that one, but it's good. I see ya.
Okay.
It's right on the edge.
Yeah.
Do we want to do the summer school segment now? Just to end
sure.
this odd segment.
You ready?
I am. Do we have any sort of an open for it? We've never done this. We've always teased it, and we've never done this. So I have no idea if this is funny. I have no idea at all right
it's
now.
It's just gonna be me teaching science. That's what it is.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Oh. Hey, kids. Even though it's summer vacation, that doesn't mean you have to stop learning. So let's all gather around for Mr. Strebel's summer school.
Look, okay, so all right. So
on the take.
All right. Today we're going to discuss
standing up, man.
Animal behavior. Now, what are the types of behavior and what is behavior? When you come home from school, does your dog or cat come out to greet you? Is there a specific cue that makes your pet run to the food bowl? That is called behavior.
Okay.
Behavior is the way an organism interacts with other organisms or other things in the environment. For instance, I come over to Andy's house just about every day, and when I do, both his dogs, Ramona and Ruby, they react to my presence by coming up and barking and jumping up and down and saying hello to me. Animals react
like,
to
who is this large man entering our home?
Exactly.
They know him by now, yeah.
They know me by now. So it's an excitement. It's not a scary bark or a warning bark or an aggression bark. It's a welcoming bark. It's a welcoming sound from the dogs. Animals react to different things in their environment called stimuli. Now, what's a stimulus, Mitch? Mitch, do you know what a stimulus is?
I know what stimulus checks are. I could probably use another one right now.
Well, Sleepy Joe's not going to give one of those to you, Mitch, so you better pipe down.
Biden gave you one, and you bet it on Czechoslovakian
I just need
soccer,
the
Mitch.
Czech Republic to score.
Listen, you don't. I would have sounded
Scotland.
Mean
Either
and nasty.
One.
You don't deserve another one.
No.
You don't. You're just going to pay the man with it. Continue.
On your way out. A stimulus can be external, such as a rival male dog entering another male's territory, or internal, such as hunger or thirst. Andy, what happens when you get hungry?
I get cranky, my stomach growls, and I yearn for food.
That's a stimulus. That's your body telling you, I need food.
Right.
I need energy for my cells so your cells can divide and continue to reproduce so that you continue to be a living organism. That's an internal stimulus. Mitch.
Yeah.
If you hear the loud bang while you're in your apartment, what do you do? Like a loud bang out of nowhere.
I'm concerned.
You're concerned. That's an external stimulus, and that makes you concerned. It elicits a specific feeling of worry or concern. That's an external stimulus as opposed to an internal stimulus. Your pet's response to you coming home or from school or running to the food bowl is a response. So, Mitch, with your dog, can your dog react to when you get out his or her food bowl and you hear the clink, 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 clink of the kibbles and bits in the bowl? What does the dog do?
Oh, he gets excited.
Gets excited, right? Maybe starts to drool. We'll talk about that later when we talk about
Pavlov's dog.
Yes, we'll talk about that. A behavior in an organism.
Usually talk this fast.
No, I don't. I'm trying to do it.
You're talking so
I know.
Fast.
I talk
right
a lot slower
you
in front of the
slow
kids.
Down.
Well,
like how long is this lecture you're giving?
Oh, dude, this is like. Hold on. The slides are, I mean, this is over 50 slides.
Oh,
I'm talking, we got reflexes, we've got different types of behaviors such as learned behavior.
All right, let's do another minute and then we'll take a break and we'll come back with a little bit more.
Okay, I'll do the difference between a learned behavior and a reflex. The simplest of innate behaviors, an innate behavior is a behavior that an organism exhibits and it doesn't have to learn it. It's also called a reflex,
right?
Or it's instinctual, okay? So the simplest of innate behaviors are reflex actions. A reflex is an automatic response that does not involve a message from the brain, such as sneezing, shivering when you're cold, because the shivering warms your body. Body movement, kinetic energy warms the body, right? Also, jerking your hand away from a surface, like a hot stove.
Whoa. You don't say that sentence.
I do. Jerking your hand away from a surface.
You say jerking your hand away.
From a surface, like a hot stove.
Okay.
And blinking your eyes when someone throws something at you. Those are all reflex actions. Now, the difference between a reflex action and a learned behavior is a learned behavior develops during an animal's lifespan. Animals with more complex brains, such as mammals, they exhibit more behaviors that are the results of learning. Fish, reptiles, amphibians, birds, and mammals all learn to some extent. Obviously, mammals learn at a higher extent than compared to a fish. Learning is a result of an experience or practices. Now, it goes all through the imprinting is a learned behavior, conditioning, that's Pavlov's dogs, insight, that's a higher level primate mammal type learned behavior. So there you go.
All right, we'll do more of that as we go. Texter says this segment needs to be cut in half. Thank you for that. We will figure out we can't do 50 slides.
Right. No, I've got a
what
lot.
We need to do that. That's a lot.
That's every lesson I have.
By the way, you'll love this. As we go to break, you'll love this.
Yeah.
I just got this automated text. Don't forget, the new Riverlink toll rates begin July
1st. Oh, God, go to hell.
That's exactly.
Go to hell, Riverlink. How about
that? Goodness. Say hello to our Bryles. Yes. You know, I don't know, Bobby's there, whoever's there, say hello to them. Yes. Let's take a break on the other end. I think we're just going to do more of that. And then what does Creighton mean for U of L? I want to hit on that. And then, Mitch, you hate Ben Zobrist, right?
Yes. I find him very boring.
Okay. Oh. Have you seen the Ben Zobrist story?
I have not seen the Ben Zobrist
story. All right,
we'll
get to that as well. So we're loaded. We got another hour and a half to go or so up until 6 o'clock here on The Take on ESPN 680. All right, guys, I need to tell you about the Hightower Men's Clinic. Strebel doesn't need it right now after that rant, that legendary rant. The juices are a-flowing. Schedule your free consultation today. Guys, if you're struggling with ED, PD, confidence, you don't have to live that way. Get that better life back today and do so with who we've been telling you about now for about a year. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic. HightowerMens.com. Schedule that free consultation or give them a call at 690-2800 and find out more about their FDA-approved pulse wave therapy. No drugs, no needles, all natural, non-invasive. Get back the life that you deserve and do so today with the Hightower Men's Clinic. Again, 690-2800 or HightowerMens.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I also had $100 on Clippers money line because I made a bet with some dude named Panther.
And James Strebel.
I mean, Mitch, 1-800-9 with it, buddy.
That was my
You're
weekend.
You're making side bets with a man named Panther.
That was my weekend.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're back at it. Reminder, coming up tonight at 8:30, Clippers Suns. You can hear that right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. It's all presented by Bear Nose Pizza, UPS Jobs, and U of L Health. Also, on the play-by-play side tonight, Mississippi State and Virginia in the College World Series. You can catch that over on 93.9 The Ville. So we're busy, busy, busy. Lots going on. We'll have a bunch of College World Series and obviously all the NBA stuff and everything else. Texas says that segment stunk.
Sorry. I mean, if you don't like learning about science, that's fine. It's your own personal journey.
Texas says James has innate behaviors when caller Emily is around.
That is an innate behavior. Good. That's a good example. That's a very good example of an innate behavior.
Texas says, will the worksheet be released on Twitter later?
Yes, yes. I'll compile a worksheet and release it on Twitter. There you go.
Texas says, is it an external or internal stimulus from Strebel's family that causes him to daily binge drink? Well, it's not daily.
It's not daily. No, it's not daily. It has nothing to do with my family.
Did you binge drink last night?
I did not. No,
no you didn't.
I didn't. I didn't. Just took the kids to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, you went to Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, yeah.
After the baseball game.
No, they didn't have any games last night. Last night was an off night.
You just took them to Cracker Barrel.
Just took them to Cracker Barrel. I went home. My wife had to work and said, hey,
well, how about that?
Y'all want to go out to eat? It's like, yeah, where do you want to go? Cracker Barrel. And so that's their favorite restaurant, and that's what we did.
I like that.
Yeah, we did a little Cracker Barrel. Yeah, it was good.
I'm all in.
Delicious.
Look at that. What did you get there?
I got the sweet and smoky chicken tenders. I had two of them.
Oh, nice.
Cooked the rest. I had a
few the
more.
Rest home.
Yep, had a few more for
You're
lunch.
Damn right. Little two meals.
Little hash brown casserole. Little coleslaw. It's good.
I wanted to bring this up. I don't want people's eyes to glaze over, if you will. So again, I'm not going to harp here, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this. So today, Creighton basketball. That was mixed up in the FBI stuff. And then, you know, all the way back in 2017 and 18, mm-hmm. They had an assistant coach, if you will. What was his last name? Murphy, I believe.
Preston Murphy.
There you go.
Which sounds like
a fake name.
It's a great name. Who was in that hotel room in the summer of 2017. He received $6,000, mm-hmm. and I'm just giving you, just kind of the skinny on the story. I can't remember all the ins and outs, obviously, of Crane basketball. But if you remember, there was the quote out there about how, you know, Crane was going to get they would go as far as $100,000 for Brian Bowen.
Sure,
if you remember, that was a quote that was out there. Christian Dawkins said. Under oath, said that this Preston Murphy did not keep the $6,000.
Right.
Okay, now Murphy's been given a 2-year show cause. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the analysis is there. And so when any of these come out, especially ones that do involve anything with the FBI, the story immediately becomes something I feel like I need to bring up just simply because of the Louisville angle.
Right.
I don't think that's out of bounds. We follow college basketball, Louisville, and everything else. The problem I have, a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Creighton went through
the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays, they went through the Committee of Infractions.
And NCAA.
Okay, they went through the NCAA's Committee of Infractions. That's what Louisville went through the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They did not, and it's a potentially, we don't know, a very important distinction. They did not go through the IARP, which we know Louisville is trying to go through, and we know that they've not done a damn thing.
Right.
Okay? So the Committee of Infractions with the NCAA is, in fact, moving at a quicker rate than the IRP. They have spit out, have they not, a couple different decisions
they have.
In the last few months?
Yeah. They had another one.
I can't remember the other one. I can't remember if it was NC State. I really can't remember.
It was light as well.
It was, and we talked about it. Mitch,
yeah.
Can you look that up? I mean, because we had that conversation. Man, maybe you should have went to the
NCAA.
It was Georgia Tech, wasn't it?
It was Georgia Tech.
Was it Georgia Tech?
I think it was Georgia Tech.
So whatever. We'll look that up. But so you have the two different bodies that you believe are going to be looking at this. That is one big difference, and it's just different. I hate to say it. Kenny Johnson potentially could be different. Brian Bowen is very connected with the – obviously was going to go to Louisville,
absolutely,
went to Louisville,
yeah.
And everything else. So it's not apples to apples. It is not. But Crane doesn't get – I mean that coach obviously is gone, but they got 2 years probation. They got a $5,000 fine plus 1% of the men's basketball program budget. They got a reduction of scholarships by one over a couple years.
Yeah.
They got a reduction of visits. They got a reduction of men's basketball recruiting recruiting person days by 10%. That was self-imposed. They got the university will prohibit complimentary admission to games for all prospects and coaches in November 2021. I mean, that was something that was taken away.
And so it's
worth paying attention to if you're a Louisville fan, but to me this is not a, well, that's all Louisville should get, or it's not a, like, you can't take a positive or a negative out of it. Does that make sense?
No, this is their own thing. This is completely different.
I feel like it's worth bringing up, but I just don't know how much worth it actually has as it pertains to Louisville because of the things that I laid out.
Right. Not only that, I mean, this is Creighton, as far as I know, and I haven't heard otherwise, isn't a repeat offender. And not a repeating offender in such a small time span.
That's part of it too. I mean, you're right. That's part of it too.
Yeah, this is their one time deal. It was $6,000. It was, you know, Ron Bowen didn't go there. Tugs didn't go there, and so I think the punishment fit the crime in this instance. I don't think it should have been heavy at all. I think what they got was exactly what they should have got.
Oh, England scored again, Mitch.
Oh, Mitch.
Glory, glory to the Queen. Oh, it's coming off the board. Is that offsides? In offsides will ruin the moment. The English had it wrapped up, but another call by the refs will go to VAR.
Let's see. Here it goes. Here's the shot.
Is he offsides?
I can't tell. Oh.
We love your soccer analysis.
I don't know.
There.
I don't know.
That's offsides.
I don't know the rules. Okay.
That's offsides. You can't do it.
Where does he have to be?
He can't do that.
In that box?
Watch an absolute moment. He really got his boot on it. The end.
He got the end shot.
Here's what I found interesting.
Yes.
Out of all of this. Here's what's most interesting. The NCAA did not care about Christian Dawkins being under oath.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be an argument that people will use.
Yeah, absolutely. The under oath thing, not only Christian Dawkins, but also with, Ron Bowen Sr. I mean, those are things that people say, paid into this, paid into that, and it didn't matter here. It didn't matter. But I don't know, Andy. It's like
it's a great video.
I know,
right there,
but to me, like when I look at this, like you said, there's such different cases.
Yeah, it's worth bringing.
It's worth bringing up. And like, I think you're right. Louisville fans shouldn't take any false security out of this. Like, well, you know, I mean, this is similar, right? Brian Bowen's involved. They were in the room in Las Vegas. It's the FBI stuff. They just got a slap on the wrist. It's fine. But it does feel like to me that maybe the body of the NCAA has been punting on a lot of stuff lately. They punted on the transfer portal. They're like, eh. Even before the transfer rule took into place, they're just like, eh. Olivier Saar, play. Joey Gatewood, play. Whatever. Then with the name, image, and likeness. Name, image, likeness, eh. Fine, whatever. With this, with this case here, whatever, Creighton. Okay, you're slapped on the wrist. We have no idea what the IARP are going to do. It may have been a mistake not to go with the NCAA.
I have no idea because
the NCAA just seems like toothless right now. Like they don't want to deal with anything. They don't want to. What does Mark Emmert want to do? He doesn't want to punish any schools. He doesn't want to make any legislation for name, image, and likeness. It took him forever to do transfer portal. I don't know, man. It's going to be very interesting if the IARP ever does a damn thing. This is what, two cases now, Andy, that the NCAA has ruled on, and the IARP hasn't even started on one case yet?
I have no idea what they're doing.
It's just bizarre as hell. I don't know what to make of it other than Louisville fans don't take too much solace in what happened with Creighton today, because it's not the same thing.
Texas says, I'm going to laugh when Ty is involved in the Creighton money scheme.
I think if that would have happened, you would have probably heard about that by now, don't you think? And Ty left for much different reasons than money schemes. Y'all deal with the money stuff on your side, Louisville fans. You all worry about that. We don't have to worry about that.
Texas says, how did Jamie do this morning in trivia? Well, Mitch, what do you want to do? Do you want to do the Blank and Baker trivia sound in the 5 o'clock hour? We have Issel and Pratt sound to finish out this hour. It's already 4:47.
I think we
so
hold
what do we
blank.
Do here?
I think we hold blank to the next hour.
Okay.
I think we could get some traction out of that. Because I listened to the segment, and you said that this was like a big deal.
What do you mean it was a big deal?
Like something like blank dropped a bomb.
What do you mean I said?
Like earlier with the blank sound, you said there's something to it.
Oh, well, that was probably the Johnny Unitas take.
Oh, he had a Johnny Unitas take, too?
Do you want to play some sound?
Whoa,
and
hold
the
on
hour?
A second. He's got a Johnny Unitas take.
We got several things here. We have Diener Moans. We got a Biscuit Moan.
Oh, yeah.
We got Cream. We got Blank today. We got Issel. We got Pratt.
Well, I
got
to get a little Issel Pratt.
I mean, you got to.
You got to get a little Issel Pratt.
Especially since you didn't listen to him.
I know.
You listened to KSR instead.
I know. I was in the van.
What am Mike Pratt's listening right now?
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll be the one to buy lunch.
You think he's worried about
no,
you
he's
about
not
buying
worried.
A $40
no,
beer for
he,
you
no,
or
he's
a
not.
Chicken sandwich or whatever it is? You think that's what he's worried about?
No, not at all.
He needs you to buy his lunch for him?
No.
Is that what he needs?
No, but I the offer is on
be
the
nice.
Table. Just to be nice and to apologize for not listening
you
today.
Won't show up for the lunch?
I would
something will
Mike
something
Pratt.
Will happen. You'll have to run Kellen to baseball catcher practice or something like that.
That's what I had to do today. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you'll always have something.
Not that I don't want to.
You guys
hang
have
out with
a
people.
Family calendar?
My wife doesn't. Her she's got like a calendar book.
Oh Lord, she
likes
do it
the,
on, she doesn't do it on her phone.
No, she likes the
oh,
physical
Lord,
book.
Lord heaven,
and she spends money on these books.
Really?
Yeah, they're really involved. I mean, they're really nice.
Yeah, calendars.
You got stickers all over the place.
There you go.
Yeah, like vacation. There's like a sunshine and sunglasses.
Really?
On the weekend we were taking vacation. Yeah.
Mitch, what do you want to play here? Let's play a couple things. We need to get some of the sound out to the public.
Let me tell you something about Mark. He is, I mean, you know, you got Wojo or whatever his name is on ESPN, supposed to be the NBA insider.
Who's he talking about?
Wojanowski.
But Mark, is he talking about Mark?
Yeah, but
Blank
Mark who?
Oh, Mark Spears. They have
oh,
Mark
okay.
Spears on.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
I feel like you butchered Woj's name, too, and I'm not even going to try. Wojo. Give me something else.
And yesterday, man, my head was just full in it and just beaming with hurt.
That's sad.
That's sad.
Give
but
me Issel talking at the end of Crane Sports Center.
And the Bats begin a homestand at 7:10 p.m. against Indianapolis tonight. It'll be the first game this season with full capacity allowed at Louisville Slugger Field. More Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt is next. This
yeah.
is SportsCenter.
He nailed it.
That's great.
He's cheering on Grossman. Yeah.
He was cheering on Grossman.
He's happy for Jack.
I like
but
that.
But then he crushes them on the other end.
All right, let's hear
oh,
it.
Oh, he crushed them?
We were remiss in not complimenting Mr. Grossman on his attire. He has a collared shirt on and it's blue. Do you have a date? You have a date after the show?
No, I do not.
Shocking.
Somebody
I know that's a surprise to absolutely no one.
I mean, he just throws it haymakers at Cream.
He just and Cream knows it's getting ready to happen to him.
Yeah. It's shocking. Dan.
Issel thinks that Jax just, like, should be going on dates at noon.
Yeah.
Like a lunch date. Like he should be speed dating.
Have you ever been on a lunch date?
I don't think so.
I've been on a lunch date.
Have you?
Yeah.
During the 2 weeks?
No.
Was it during the 2 weeks?
It was not. It was way before that. No.
How was that? Where'd you go? Little TGI Fridays?
No.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Where'd you go?
Tumbleweed.
You and Tumbleweed, man.
That's where we went.
I swear. Which one? New Albany?
No, it was when I lived in the South End, so it was in Dixie Highway, Valley Station area.
So that wrapped up everything, I would imagine.
She ended up being my girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
From meeting her and going to the Valley Station, Mitch lost his bet.
He did. It's over. You want to call anybody out, Mitch?
Yeah, you got the guts to say anything
or
what?
Yeah, who you going to blame?
It's just bad all around. Hopefully I get my deposit back on my apartment.
Oh, God.
You won't. They're going to find something, man.
Oh, I know. I mean,
you're
going to
be nickel and dimed.
I'm sick.
Yeah. What do you mean you're sick?
This is what it is when you're sick.
This is what happens. This is the ugly side of gambling.
Oh, my gosh. I hope I get my deposit back on my apartment.
God. He was up big.
That's the worst part.
The sun,
like, yeah, it's whatever. Like, I'll pay the money. Like, it's, yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not happy about it. Like, but the fact that I was up several hundred dollars, literally just like Friday.
You should just stop. Just stop. But you can't. I know. I understand. I mean, I'll be.
I gotta follow through.
Facebook market.
Are you gonna pay the man before you leave for St. Louis, or are you just gonna try to disappear? How are you gonna play that?
I'll pay him before I leave. Hopefully I won't have to pay him. Hopefully we get back on another heater here and I won't have to pay him.
He won't stop.
You've
got
a week and a half, man.
He won't stop.
Not even a week and a half. You've got a week.
He won't stop.
You won't. I mean,
best soccer, the Euro Cup 2021 is ruining everybody.
It's taking every one of you out one by one.
It's taking you out. It's taking Ents out. It's taking everybody.
Like that hitman in No Country for Old Men, just taking people out. That's
Texas
what Euro
says,
soccer.
Big Rig went on a lunch date, then got in the friend zone. No, it's his girlfriend.
No, she was my girlfriend. I did not get in the friend zone. She's a girlfriend.
Texas says Streeble's never seen this kind of addiction up close. I agree with that.
No, I've not. This is you know, very surprising to me.
Texas says tumbleweed is a Jeff Ruby's of Dixie Highway.
It is. Back then, especially when I was about, what, 24, 25-ish, there was nothing out there other than, like, tumbleweed. That was, like, the only restaurant.
Texas says, hey, Mitch, sell me the PlayStation. And Mitch is going to play it off. Yeah, so what? I had to sell my furniture.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, you know, so what? I had to sell my furniture.
The fridge is gone.
I sold everything in my apartment. I have no fridge.
I have to get rid of some stuff.
There it is. We already know.
The place I'm moving to is a lot smaller than what I currently am, so I got to get rid of some stuff.
How big of a place do you have?
You're getting a house.
Yeah, what, are you living in one room? What's happening here?
Yeah, it's just a one-bedroom house.
Was your apartment two bedrooms now?
No, my apartment's one bedroom. There's just more space.
Oh.
Let's go to break. 5 o'clock, power hour next. Go to break. Somehow we will go and tell you about the fitness market. I don't know how. Streeble's over here. He's just sad for you. Thank God you don't have anything from the fitness market. You would sell that. On Amazon. I know that's exactly what Mitch would be doing. I was on the treadmill today. It's the fitness market. Pretty much everyone around the office, we got something from the fitness market. You can find them online right now, thefitnessmarket.com. Find them on their Facebook page. Just type in and search the fitness market. You can find them there, 882-2694. The best brands, all of the equipment, the treadmills, the ellipticals, the exercise bikes, the electric bikes, the rowing machines, all the weights, the strength equipment, and much, much more. All the new top-of-the-line equipment, used equipment as well. They can work with any budget, and financing is available. 882-2694, thefitnessmarket.com. Also, the two locations, Plantside Drive, or the other on Westport Road. Go ahead and find them online, thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.